Hey, Chris Johnson here, and there's a big day coming up. Actually, a lot of big days. A lot of birthdays coming up here. I'm going to be fucking 40 at the end of the month. Fuck. My cats, the boys, are going to be 16 on August 3rd, I think. I should ask them when their birthday is. I don't know if it's August 3rd or August 4th. I can't remember. These motherfuckers are like found in a dumpster or some shit, and I got them when they were 4 days old. The ex worked at a fucking vet's office, and I had to bottle feed these guys and have them piss and shit all over me for a while. The podcast also has a birthday coming up. This motherfucker started in August of 2016. Podcast is going to be 6. It's going to the first grade. It's on the bus all by itself. I'm so proud of it. It's growing up so fast. During like milestone birthdays, a lot of people ask you like how you fucking feel. I remember it around like 30. They're like, oh my God, you're fucking 30 years old now. And I, like 30 felt kind of weird, I guess. I don't know. I can't really like explain it at this point, but I remember turning 30 and thinking like, motherfucker, I'm 30. Like your 20s are over and shit. I guess at 30, I felt like, shouldn't people have their fucking life together by now? And I'm just here a fucking mess. And at 40, like I know I'm a fucking mess and I'm just like, eh, what are you gonna do? This is just what we're fucking dealing with. Cause you know what? I'm alive and I'm fucking happy to be here. A lot of suicidal thoughts in my 30s. And I fucking made it through that shit. I'm still terrified that the thoughts are gonna come back, but they haven't so far. So like, I'm doing good. I'm happy to fucking be here. I feel like it's really all that I can fucking ask for. I'm alive, I'm healthy, I can still do my runs. I don't have any like physical problems. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I gotta go to the doctor. I haven't been to the doctor in a long ass fucking time. So maybe there's something here I don't fucking know about. But like today, right now, I'm a fucking healthy guy. And like, it just couldn't be better. Like that, just that aspect of it's all I focus on. Like, I got my own fucking place. I'm financially independent. I got my ass out of debt. Like I'm fine. You know what I thought about the other day? I was talking to my buddies about suicide. I usually don't talk about my suicidal thoughts very often because like the people that I care about enough to talk about that shit with, I don't want to like bring them down. I don't want to be like, you know, like go on a camping trip and be like, hey fellas, let's sit by the campfire and talk about how I wanted to slip my fucking wrist and drive down the street with my fucking eyes closed. Even when I was suicidal, I didn't tell fucking anybody. Like, nobody knew about this shit until fucking later. I didn't want anybody to know. Now, granted, I probably should have reached out for help because, like, I could have fucking died. But, like, I didn't want to burden anybody with my bullshit. I felt the same way when I was going through my divorce. A lot of the suicidal thoughts, like, stem from that. But, like, as I was going through the fucking divorce, like, I just wanted somebody to fucking be there. But, like, the people closest to me, I wanted that to be as normal as possible. You know what I mean? Like, if I want to hang out with my fucking cousins, I want it to be like normal because I needed the normalcy. I don't want to feel any different. And I don't want to like ruin like the normal shit that I fucking craved because nothing else was fucking normal. So I needed like at least one aspect of my life to be normal. So a lot of times, like the people I care about the most might not know what the fuck's going on inside my fucking head because it's like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to like just be in the moment with them and not like bring up my bullshit. I had suicidal feelings on and off. And then like, they kind of culminated around like divorce time because I just thought my fucking life was ending. And like, let's be honest, like when you hear things, when you're already in a fragile state of mind, when you hear things like, hey, I wasted 14 years of my life with you and I wish I could take it back and you're never going to be happy. All you're ever going to have is stuff. And like, I hope you die. You're a piece of shit. Like that could push you over the fucking edge. One of the main reasons I am still alive is because like of my fucking animals. And I had like a little house plant. And like my own thought was like, who the fuck is going to take care of these guys if I'm gone? Like I got to take care of my cats and my dog at the time and this little fucking plant. Like who's nobody's gonna water this. They're gonna throw this fucking thing out. I can't be responsible for the death of a fucking plant. I care more about the fucking life of a plant than I did about my own life. But hey, man, whatever gets you through, you find something to get you through. That was my secret. But I remember when my ex left, I was like all fucked up and I was like looking through her phone. And look, I'm not fucking proud of looking through her goddamn phone at the end of shit. Like, I think it makes me kind of a scumbag. But like, I don't know. I wanted to kill myself and like thoughts are fucked up and my world is coming to an end. And I was just trying to make sense of it. And I thought, hey, maybe I think she's cheating. I mean, maybe if I can find something in this fucking phone that proves it, maybe I'll be able to put the puzzle pieces together and like just understand, I guess, just understand like where I'm at. But there was nothing there. There's like nothing on her phone. I don't know if she thought like, hey, this maniac piece of shit's gonna fucking do this, so I'm gonna fucking delete everything. Or maybe she didn't keep anything on her phone. I don't know. I never looked through her fucking phone when we were together. I saved that crazy bullshit till the end. But anyway, there was one text back and forth between her and her mom because she was moving out. She was gonna move into the house we bought, but like, you know, closing, you can't move in right away. So she's basically like asking her mom like, hey, can I move in with you for the time being until the close? And then, you know, her mom's like, yes. And then I remember my ex said to her mom, she's like, listen, please just be nice to him. I don't need him killing himself. And I thought like, God damn, what a fucking heartless message, even though it wasn't to fucking me. Like the fact that I could die is like, yeah, I don't give a shit. But like, I just don't want to deal with him dying. Like, it's going to be kind of a fucking hassle. So just be nice to him so he doesn't fucking do it now. I've never forgotten that line. I never forget, like, a lot of lines or any of the crazy shit that people say to me. I think that's part of the reason, like, I'm still alone. I mean, a big part of the reason, too, is that I fucking hate everybody and I don't really want to spend time with people and that I refuse to date because I just fucking hate it. Like, I got very little time. My 40-year-old or soon-to-be 40-year-old Chris Johnson doesn't want to waste any more time. I don't want to waste time on people that, you know, are gonna treat me like that or waste time like going out to eat with somebody I don't even know. Like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I don't wanna go out to eat with people I do know. Like, I'm not gonna fucking just, I don't know. It's fucking waste. And a big part of me thinks too, like, bro, you're alone at 39 going on 40 for a fucking reason. Either things weren't right for you or the people that you were interested in, they don't give a fuck about your ass. They found something better. They found something better than your fucking ass. You might think that, like, hey man, keep your chin up. Like, you're great. Like, people have told me that over the years. Like, hey, don't sell yourself short. Listen, man, my honesty is not a fucking confidence problem. I'm just aware of the fucking situation. But be sure to wish me, the cats, and the podcast a happy birthday. We all appreciate you. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'll be back at fucking 40, goddammit. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever the fuck else you want it, really. It's all over the place. I'm on Instagram. That's it. Maybe 5 minutes to see my fucking face. I have been posting some pictures of me and Finn up there. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and podcasts. I'm going to keep appearing on my Facebook timeline so you can catch me there too.